Were it not for the COVID-19 pandemic, Northwest Arkansas would be playing host to the 20th annual Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue Rally this week. The official event was canceled out of an abundance of caution, but as Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us, some motorcycle enthusiasts are still getting together on a smaller scale.
About this time last year, you would have heard that sound across Northwest Arkansas as about 300,000 people rolled into Fayetteville and the surrounding area for the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue Rally. And while the roar of motorcycles is going to be much quieter this year, it's not going away completely as businesses like Pig Trail Harley-Davidson and Rogers plan to host their own events starting Wednesday, which is when Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue would have started had the rally not been canceled back in June. General Manager Kyle Johnson says when that happened, his dealership initially canceled its events too.
We got a lot of feedback that motorcyclists were still coming to the area, whether there was a rally or not. And typically they like to stop at their Harley dealer. So we started to work with the Arkansas Department of Health to come up with a comprehensive plan using the governor's COVID-19 directives as well as the city mandates. So we could, you know, operate an event that was safe and effective for everybody coming.
During what's been dubbed the rally off exit 86, Johnson says they'll mostly be offering demo rides on Harley-Davidson's 2020 models.
We'll have some vendors that wouldn't normally be at the dealership. We don't offer their products and services, so some unique motorcycle products, and those will all be outside. We don't have a lot going on. Normally we'd have music, but we've canceled that. We just didn't, you know, feel confident in having that this year.
Pig Trail Harley-Davidson sits on about 11 acres of property. So Johnson says the 30 or so vendors will be spaced out 12 feet apart.
Normally they're, you know, butted up to each other. So we're spacing them out further. When you enter the lot, we'll have signage, going over the mask mandates and, you know, the precautions. If you're over 65, you don't have to enter. We'll have hand sanitizer stations throughout the dealership. Going to have, you know, markings where lines may form.
The plan Johnson submitted to the Arkansas Department of Health states they anticipate to have about 300 people at any given time on the property, both inside and out. 66% capacity inside the dealership is about 330 people. 66% capacity outside is about 1,300. Although Johnson says he's not sure how many people will show up.
You know, this is a great motorcycling area, so people love to come ride here, and, you know, we're going into the fall season, so the weather's beautiful, and I have no idea what attendance will be. We just, you know, have seen a little bit of feedback, and if people do show up, I need to have my staff prepared and have a good plan in place so that we can effectively handle the anything that comes at us.
Last weekend, a motorcycle rally was held at Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks with an estimated 125,000 people in attendance. According to the Bike Festival website, there were vendor areas, more than 50 live music and entertainment shows, and more than 300 bars and restaurants participated in the event from Wednesday to Sunday. Videos and photos from the event showed few people wearing masks or social distancing. About a month before that, an estimated 400,000 people showed up to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota. The prospect of motorcycle enthusiasts showing up in Fayetteville, regardless of whether there's an official rally, was brought up at the city's Board of Health meeting last week. Here's Mayor Lionel Jordan.
I didn't sign off on the permit to do Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue this year.
Right.
So, and they canceled Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, but I'm hearing that other bikers are going to come into town anyway.
City Attorney Kit Williams told members of the board there's not much the city can do about that.
They have a right to use our streets like any member of the public.
Jordan said police officers would be downtown monitoring for noise ordinance violations as they normally do.
And if they, I suppose if they all congregate in one area and there's several of them, then they'll have to social distance, wear a mask just like anybody else would.
And Fire Chief Brad Harden added his department will also be keeping an eye on the situation and will increase their numbers accordingly.
We normally do step up and have several more personnel down on Dixon. But this year we are not. But what we have done preemptively a few weeks ago is stepped up the number of personnel there, you know, for masks and for enforcing mask wearing. And we're going to continue that.
Back in Rogers, Kyle Johnson had this message for residents who are concerned about Pig Trail Harley-Davidson having its event.
I would just tell them that we've got a great plan that we collaborated with the Arkansas Department of Health on. It's comprehensive. We're taking all the proper precautions. We sit on a very large piece of land, and you know, we're very confident in what we have going on.
The Arkansas Department of Health has also approved a number of other motorcycle-related events, including a Bikes with No Blues outdoor concert at the Grove in Lowell that's taking place on Friday. In their plan, the owners say they will limit attendance to no more than 15% capacity to ensure everyone has over 10 feet of personal space. The Hideout in Ozark is also hosting an approved event Wednesday through Sunday that includes camping, vendors, live music, and a poker run. Part of the proceeds will go to Franklin County's Shop with a Cop. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
The official Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue organization is not affiliated with any of the events taking place this week, the same weekend as the Arkansas Razorback football season home opener against Georgia on Saturday afternoon. Attendance for that game capped at 16,500. The official Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue rally is scheduled to return in 2021.